Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Mental Note. It's your host, Purpose Vision, right here, Blog Talk Radio, this Thursday morning, March 6, 2008. Hope the morning is starting off wonderful for you. Guys, this morning I want to talk about the world's richest, the top five billionaires. Seems that Bill Gates has lost his slot as the world's richest man. And the top five, it's interesting to me because when I went to look at the, when I was here on Forbes.com, and I go to a lot of the, you know, I read money magazines and that sort of thing quite often, and I'm very over analytical sometimes, and I'm always trying to figure out how a person did what they did to be successful. You know, it's like the old saying, don't recreate the wheel. If it's, you know, go with what works. So, you know, you can learn things from everybody, not just rich people, but also, you know, poor people. I always say I can learn something from the bum on the street to the president. You never know where you're gonna get good information from. So, you know, I always give everybody the benefit of the doubt, but at any rate, I said that to say that on Forbes.com, the world's billionaires, the top five, and we're going to start at number five, which is Mukesh Ambani. He's from India. His net worth is $43 billion. He's Asia's richest resident. And he heads a petrochemicals giant called Reliance Industries. India's most valuable company by market capital. His fortune is up $22.9 billion since last year. Are you serious? His fortune is up $22.9 billion since last year, making him the world's second biggest gainer in terms of dollars. Mukesh is using some of his money to build a 27-story home. Okay, let me see. Normally, homes are like, what, a ranch or two-story. You're good if you have a two-story home, you know what I mean? Maybe three stories, 27 stories. What the hell is 27 stories? Imagine that. Okay, on to the next person. Number four is Lakshmi Mittal. Lakshmi Mittal, okay, he's in India too. He's number four on the top five, the world's top five billionaires. He's number four. His net worth is $45 billion. Mittal heads the world's largest steel maker, ArcelorMittal, which has his last name, maybe it was a family-owned business, I don't know, which accounts for 10% of all crude steel production. It just delivered 580 tons to be used in construction of the World Trade Center Memorial in New York. With a 44% stake, he is the company's largest shareholder. Interesting. He's at $45 billion. Okay, coming in at number three is William H. Gates III. We know him as Bill Gates. So he was number one. Now he's number three. His net worth is $58 billion. After 13 straight years, the Harvard dropout and Microsoft visionary is no longer the world's richest man. Blame Yahoo. Microsoft shares have fallen 15% since the company boldly attempted to merge with the search engine giant to better fight Google for internet dominance. Interesting. Gates is preparing to give up day-to-day involvement in Microsoft to spend more time on philanthropic, you know, he's a philanthropist, endeavors. Now, Bill Gates is coming in at number three. Number two, Carlos Slim Helu and family. He's in Mexico, guys. He's worth $60 billion. That's his net worth. The son of a Lebanese immigrant, Slim made his first fortune in 1990, so not too long ago, when he bought fixed-line operator Telefonos de Mexico, Telemex, in a privatization. In December, America Mobile struck a deal with Yahoo to provide mobile web services to 16 countries in Latin America and the Caribbean. He's a widower and a father of six. Slim is a baseball fan and an art collector. All righty then, and he's worth $60 billion, guys. The world's richest man, number one billionaire, is Warren Edward Buffett. He is from the USA. His net worth is $62 billion. America's most beloved investor is now the world's richest man, the son of a Nebraska politician. He delivered newspapers as a boy and filed his first tax return at age 13, claiming a $35 deduction for his bicycle. This year, he soared past friend and bridge partner Bill Gates, birds of a feather flock together, as shares of Berkshire Hathaway climbed 25% since the middle of last July. So there you have it, guys, the world's richest and what they are doing to be rich. Most of them are investing. You have a steel company, have Bill Gates with the Microsoft thing, have the guy in Mexico with the telephone company. just, you know, it's interesting to me how one becomes successful. All right, guys, you're listening to Mental Note. Thanks for tuning in. It's your girl, Purpose Vision. And stay right where you are, and I'll be back with more right here for you. All right, guys, thanks for sticking around. I'm back. I'm sure you're aware that on Tuesday, Hillary Clinton won primaries Tuesday in Texas, Ohio, and Rhode Island, halting Obama's winning streak. Obama won in Vermont. Guys, it seems that the delegates are going to have to vote to determine who is going to be the presidential candidate on the Democratic side, because Hillary and Barack are, I mean, they are neck to neck right now. And although I am an avid supporter of Barack, I was just thinking this morning that regardless of whether Barack wins or Hillary wins, we have to rally behind either one of them, whichever one wins, because I was just thinking, like, wow, she's bad. I mean, she's a bad bee. There's just no other way to put that. I mean, come on, her husband was president. Now she is a contender. I mean, she is, like, really about her business. Although she's doing, you know, she's playing some dirty games, you know what I mean? But she's in it to win it. So how can you, how can you hate on that, really? It's like it's a contest. And, you know, sometimes people just do whatever they have to do to win, because you know what? A win is a win. And if she becomes president, nobody's going to be saying, well, you know, she had to do this and she had to do that. to be president. No, no one's going to say that. They're just going to realize that, hey, she did what it took to become president. So it's like, you know, I'm rooting for Barack, and I really believe that he is going to be the next president of the United States. But looking at things realistically, I see that Hillary is giving it all that she has. So it's like, if she wins, then, you know, I'm going to support her. Because, I mean, what kind of woman is it that your man was president and now you have an opportunity to be president? You know, that to me, that's some serious business, you know? And just the fact that she has the courage and just sheer willpower to, after have went through all of that with Bill and him cheating and all of that, then to become senator, and then now, you know, it's like you can't do anything but pay attention to Hillary Clinton because she's about her business. And it's inspiring, you know, as a woman, for me, it's very inspiring to see that. And just even the whole power couple thing with her and Bill, I mean, that's power. You know, they are definitely a power couple. Now, don't get me wrong. Barack and his wife, definitely power couple. And definitely, I do believe, will be in the White House. But I'm just saying, from just looking at the past, because, like, now Barack and his wife are in the forefront, per se, of the world. You know, they were in Chicago doing their thing, but now, of course, the world is paying attention to them. But, I mean, Bill and Hillary, people have been paying attention to them for, like, forever, it seems. And this is just, it gives me goosebumps to even think about, you know, just, you know, what are their conversations like at the dinner table? You know what I mean? Wow. I mean, are they always, like, strategizing? You know, what are we going to do next? And how are we going to, you know, run the country? And, you know, I'll do it. Maybe, you know, who knows? Maybe when he ran for president, they had a conversation, and he said, you know what, I'm going to do it first, and then you can do it. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be president, and then, honey, you know, in a few years, you run for president, and we'll do this thing again. Wouldn't that be a trip? I mean, think about that. That's a trip. All right, guys. Mental note for you this morning. And I was looking at AOL, and I see that Obama's grandma is like, she's pissed because they have been saying that Barack, and when I say they, I mean the media, has been saying that Barack is Muslim, you know, because of his middle name being Hussein. And she's sick of them attacking her grandson and saying, you know, that he's secretly a Muslim. She said he's not a Muslim. And, you know, and that she is just tired of the media trying to use his middle name against him. And, you know, they put out those, Hillary, that's what I'm saying, she's been kind of fighting a little dirty because she's been putting out all these, like, you know, crazy campaigns to kind of smash his reputation. And obviously, in some aspects, I guess it worked because she won on Tuesday. But it kept her in the race, you know, because if she didn't win on Tuesday, she was out of there. So it's a trip. And then also, did you see, I think I just saw this last night, Hillary Clinton, she did an advertisement on TV, and the kids were sleeping, and it says something like, if your kids are in the bed sleeping, and your phone isn't ringing at 3 o'clock in the morning, but the phone in the White House might be ringing at 3 o'clock in the morning saying something is happening in the world, who do you want to answer the phone? I was like, give me a break, because, you know, she's just still, like, saying she has more experience. And as I said before, she does have experience as the First Lady. She does not, however, have experience as the President. But I mean, surely her husband has taught her a thing or two. And, you know, I just give props where props are due. And I must say that when Bill was president of the United States, things were a lot better as far as economically, you know, and just everything. It just seems like even with crime and, you know, just everything was better. So, and not to say that it was solely just because he was president. I think it had something to do with the Democratic Party. Also, you know, being in control and just how things are done differently than when a Republican is in office. So I think, you know, all of that should be taken into consideration. So, you know, I'm rooting for Barack, and I'm not giving up on him, but I am looking at the situation from both sides and saying, you know, either way, I'm good. You know, if Barack becomes president, you know, it's a beautiful day. You know, it's just a beautiful day. But if Hillary becomes president, you know, so be it. We can roll with that because there's still going to be changes. You know, there's still going to be some positive things to take place with her becoming president as well. So, guys, just let's just keep paying attention and doing whatever we can do. And when it's time to vote, make sure that we get up and get out and be heard. All right? So stick around. I will be right back with more. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, right here, Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Mental Note.
This is a message from the mother.
Let's go, girl.
She told me to tell my brother. She loves you.
Another butter from the blade.
And I do too.
Yes, yes.
Because you're my superstar.
You're my superstar.
You are.
Superstar.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's a pretty day. Let's go outside and enjoy it. If you got something else in mind, then I'm on.
Away. I wear the aura of a king and dream of a love supreme. As a child, I was told that my love is king. See what it can bring to the lives of those that ain't afraid to give with their souls exposed. Gold and rose, you color my reality with balladry, allowing me to love like a child of three. I'd rather be a superstar.
Sing along with me, 'cause your love is true.
right, guys, I'm back. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, right here, Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for sticking around. Look, you want some celebrity news this morning? Is it true that Chris Brown and Rihanna are dating? Isn't that cute? And it seems like now, more so it seems, especially like in the black community, with black entertainers or whatever, I see a lot of celebrities are hooking up. And I can't remember that being the case, like, maybe, 10 years ago. I don't really remember, especially like hip-hop community, I don't remember like a lot of people like dating each other. And, you know, I don't know. What do you think about that? Give me a call, 347-215-8667. Do you find that to be true, that it seems like now a lot of entertainers are like hooking up more so than they used to? I mean, you got, Janet Jackson, Jermaine Dupri, you got Jay-Z and Beyonce, you got Khalees and Nas. Now, Chris Brown and Rihanna, and I think Nelly and Ashanti were going out. I don't know if they still are or not, but I wonder what's up with that. I mean, it seems interesting. I mean, I'm sure it's probably easier to date someone who's doing something similar to what you're doing, especially if you're in the entertainment industry, because that way you know to respect each other's privacy and, you know, don't be telling each other's business and that sort of thing. And, you know, you're aware of the paparazzi and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, I guess for those purposes, it's a good thing. But, I mean, what happens when one star is bigger than the other star? Or, I mean, I wonder if they have, like, ego trips and stuff. And that's just me. That's how my mind is working this morning. I don't know. But I wonder if, you know, like Janet and Jermaine. But I guess Jermaine, he's used to being a producer kind of in the background, too. So, you know, he probably doesn't really care. But, like, and it seems like Jay-Z and Beyonce kind of roll pretty good together. Even when they perform together, it's hot, and, you know, they kind of complement each other very well. Chris Brown and Rihanna, they have a picture of them in a pool or something. They were vacationing, I think, in Jamaica or something. And they have a picture of them here, like, cuddling or whatever. So, but I wonder if, you know, if one star is bigger than the other, if they have, like, issues with that. I don't know. Just, you know, just thinking. All right, guys. I rambled enough this morning. I do enjoy what I do, as you guys can tell. So I do appreciate you tuning in to me each and every morning, 9:30 a.m., right here, Blog Talk Radio, for another dose of mental notes. Remember to check me out, myspace.com/purposevision. And stay tuned, because I will be having some more guests, special guests, guys. I got some things in the works. I'm telling you, I'm doing making. doing big things, baby, making moves is what I'm trying to say. So be sure to stay locked right here each and every morning, 9:30 a.m., so you can hear who will be on the show very soon. Remember, guys, I will be having Keisha Jackson here in a little while. I'm going to be having a folk singer. Her name is Makita. She's out of Canada. She's going to be on the show March 15th. And I got some more hip-hop artists, some people that I'm talking to, trying to decide who I'm going to put on the show, that sort of thing. Because you already know what it is. It's only the hottest of the hot here, baby. The only the hottest of the hot. And if that's not you, then you won't be on the show. So keep that in mind. And remember, in all things, peace and love, it's your girl, Purpose Vision, signing off.